Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio The Singular Freedom of Living and Walking in Christ Chapter 1 The Need for Freedom to Live and Walk in Novelty of Life This new material is a sequel to the themes of the series Walking in Newness of Life and is preceded by the following subjects. 1. To be, to abide, to live, to walk and to bear fruit in Christ. 2. Rooted and established in Christ. In the first subject referred to above, we seek to expose the differentiation of various aspects for which people are called to experience in Christ from the moment they receive God's salvation in their hearts. In the second theme in reference, in turn, we have sought to expose the joint action of the aspects dealt with in the first material, as well as the vital relevance of understanding that experiencing the position of being in Christ does not refer to a call to a sporadic or eventual condition, but to a constant or continuous one, and in which a Christian can even become rooted and steadfastly grounded in Christ. Nevertheless, going further about the fundamental and contextual aspects related to the theme of the present series on walking in newness of life, we understand that the subject of Christians' freedom is also an essential aspect that enables them to experience their new condition of life in Christ. Understanding how something new that is offered can indeed be experienced is as important as being informed about a new possibility or condition of life. And regarding the aspects that enable a person to actually experience something new that is offered to him or her, there is also the matter of freedom, for without real freedom to live and walk in Christ, the Christian life in the present world would be only a proposition of an expectation and not a proposition that can in fact be experienced. However abundant a life supply in a given place might be, if a person does not obtain the condition of freedom to access or receive from this ample provision, one will still be subject to being deprived of the benefits of the abundance of this provision. There is no way to conceive a scenario of a novelty of life adequately, and that contains new purposes, without including in this scope the item of liberty, which is why freedom is so fundamental in the context of Christian life and a condition that cannot be separated from living and walking in Christ. Galatians 5, 1. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. The freedom provided by the Lord is one of the central and integral characteristics of the salvation offered by God in Christ Jesus to all human beings, for the salvation offered by God has as one of its central aspects precisely the redemption and rescue of people from the bondage that prevent or withhold them from living the life that is according to God's will. And since freedom is one of the main characteristics of the salvation offered by the heavenly kingdom to human beings, to know more profoundly and appropriately the aspects of the liberty by which Christ has made us free is also to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this same salvation. Unfortunately, however, it seems to us that this subject has lost ground among many Christians in recent years, which leads to the sad fact that several of those who should make use of their freedom to live and walk in Christ end up returning to the strongholds or aspects that work to try to keep them from living and walking in the liberty that the Son of God came to give them. Thus, because of their practical importance, the themes of freedom provided by Christ and the real possibility of experiencing it, and which a Christian can experience by being in Christ, need to be intensely rescued and taught. The subject of freedom afforded by Christ is undoubtedly one of the most beautiful, powerful, and relevant themes of the Christian life, which is why it seems to us that the series on the subject Walking in Newness of Life could not fail to address this aspect so sublime and unique to every Christian. The Christian life is highly connected with the condition of freedom in Christ Jesus. The liberty that exists in Christ permeates the whole living and walking in Christ. A reason why a Christian is called to pay special attention to it, as well as not to move away from it. Therefore, or because of the relevant condition that the liberty in Christ represents, we want to present this current material as a cooperative instrument for awakening Christians and people in general to the sublimity and grandeur that there is in this aspect so essential for experiencing the newness of life that God offers to all human beings through His grace in Christ Jesus.